Welcome to Martha Runs the World, a podcast with a new take on running, fitness, and all things health-oriented. I'm Martha Hughes, your host, and each week I present a new topic that is of interest to all runners. Hi, and welcome to episode 179 of Martha Runs the World. Diane Zelmanovich is my guest this week. You're going to be inspired and touched by her story. I know I certainly was. We all get inspired by those incredible runners that do very long distances like 100 miles, 200 miles, 250 miles, stage races, and that's terrific. Good for them. That's doing excellent work. But that doesn't take away from those runners who are doing a 50K for the first time, a half marathon, or even a 5K for the first time. If it's your first race at that distance, that is just as awesome and just as great. So don't let anyone take away your feeling of happiness and your feeling of accomplishment. It is a huge accomplishment to run a race, to start to think about doing the race, to sign up for the race, to train for the race, and to finish a race. It's a huge accomplishment. Be proud of yourself no matter what the distance is. So that's why I think sometimes, like I said, we get too caught up in these long, long distances and think, oh, well, gee, this person did 100 miles, or this person did 200 miles, so big deal, I just did a 10K. That's nothing. Well, no, it's huge. It's big. You did a 10K. Be proud of that. Don't worry about what somebody else does. Be proud of what you did because you went out and did it. So be happy. Whatever distance you're doing, if you like road racing instead of trail racing, be proud of that and do it. Just go out and do it. And don't worry about what anyone else does. Okay, now that's enough of that. And speaking of 10Ks, after my interview with Diane, I'm going to give a race report all about my recent race, my recent 10K. So that'll be right after the interview. And it never fails. Anytime I try to record something, the fire trucks or the ambulances go right past. Never fails. All right, well, anyway, here is my interview with Diane. Will you welcome to the program Diane Zelmanovich? She is a runner, and she happens to be Tony Wen's sister, and he's been on the program a couple times. Hi, Diane. How are you?
Hello, Martha. I'm doing great. Thank you.
Excellent. Thank you so much for joining us. Well, Tony, and we know how crazy and he is and everything, but he's very supportive. I know that. And he messaged me saying that I needed to have you on the show. And he gave me a little background and we'll talk about that. And I totally agree. And I think it's just wonderful to have you on as a runner. And I just think he's just so proud and so supportive of you. And that makes a difference, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Yes.
Wonderful. So last month you finished the Modesto Half Marathon and congratulations for that.
Thank you so much. Yes, I did.
Yeah. So now before we get going, did you used to run when you were growing up?
When I was growing up, I actually did no exercising at all, no sports or whatsoever. How I got into running was basically by the encouragement of my baby brother, Tony. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. When did you, now, before, I know you started back up running, but you used to run previously then, is that right?
I did. In 2010, that's when I actually started running. Mm-hmm. My way of running was basically to get back into shape. Mm-hmm. So I pretty much did the treadmill thing, ran mostly on treadmill because the impact was better for my knees and my feet. Mm-hmm. Yes. So up until, 2 to 3 years, I was running then, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. But you're outside and you're running, you're doing a lot of races now, I see, too.
Yes, I'm actually slowly picking it back up. I recently started, I would say maybe 2021, that I actually got back into racing and running. Yes.
That's great. It's so much. I mean, I think the treadmill is terrific if that's what you prefer, and especially if you can't get outside, but it's so much nicer to be outside, I think.
Oh, I absolutely agree. But I also think it's a lot tougher too running outside than on the treadmill. So
you
have your elements of, you know, the weather and things. So yeah.
This is true. Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Now you're doing some trail racing too, I see.
Yes, I am. I get often really nervous with trail running because the pavement is uneven. Mm-hmm. You know, the ground is uneven. And so I never know if I'm going to step on something and I'm going to fall or not. Mm. So, but it takes training.
It does. It does. What I do for going like uphills and some of the really steep downhills is I use trekking poles. So that's something you might want to use. I mean, it helps me a lot because I mean, I practice my balance, but still I get nervous too. So trekking poles really help.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Yeah. They can give you that little, it's just that little bit of, it's like having a little chain on the edge, you know, a little handrail. It's like, okay, it helps balance you a little bit. You know, you don't rely on it totally. I mean, you're relying on yourself, but it gives you just a little bit of help. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's kind of nice. So what made you decide to start running again?
It's rather a sad story. My husband passed away in 2019, and for many years prior to, I was his pretty much caregiver, and he himself was a bodybuilder and, you know, run occasionally, and then he got really sick. So for about 5 to 6 years, I was caregiving for him, and during that time being a caregiver, I gained a lot of weight and I didn't do any exercising. Just before he passed away, around 2 hours before he passed away, he whispered into my ears and he said that he wished that he would have continued exercising and that he wanted me to continue the exercising and not be like him. His word touched me so much. And it scared me as well because I saw him pass away in front of my eyes, that gave me the will to start exercising again. And bless my brother for telling me that he believed in me and that he encouraged me to start out with at least a 5K and get me back out there. And that's what I did. And that's why I decided what I needed to get back out there and get back into shape because my husband encouraged me to, and that I wanted to, you know, be healthy and live a long life. He passed away when he was only 60 years old.
That's so young. Yeah, that is really young. Yeah, it's hard when you watch a family member pass away so young. And my mom died of cancer when she was only 66. So this was in the 80s. And I know if she had it today, she would still be alive because it was breast cancer. And most people, women who have it, they can live. But back then, it was a lot of times a death sentence. And she fought hard, but she fought for, she had it for 7 years. She had it and she fought it. But
wow.
You know, I know it eventually took over and it was hard. You know, it's just so difficult to be around that. And all your whole life is dedicated to that. Yeah, it's very difficult. Yeah, it just changes the whole family dynamic.
Right. What a wonderful mom she is. A wonderful woman.
Yeah.
Bless her.
Yeah, she was. You know, you gave up your whole life to take care of him and everything was around it. It's very difficult. I understand that when that happens. But then you have your wonderful brother who knows that you have to take care of yourself once you're on your own. You you have to get out there and be healthy. And it, he's just so thoughtful about that, to think of you.
Absolutely. Yes. I'm so blessed to have a brother like him. Yes.
So did he help you set up your training plan?
He actually did not. I pretty much tried to figure out my program by the wonderful world of internet, you know, Google and things like that. So I found it because I know my brother, Tony. What he would say is, "Oh, you can do that half marathon. Oh, you can do that 30K. And I'm like, "No, I cannot do that." You know, so Tony would always try to push me to the limits, you know, whereas I know that I'm like, okay, I know my body. I would probably need an ambulance, you know, because I'm not ready to do that yet, Tony, you know. And also the fact that there were back in, you know, like 2010 to 2013, he would actually be my, my pacer, right? And train me during my run. And let me tell you, I felt like he was my sergeant, you know, like, go, go, you need to do this, you need to do that more, faster, you know. So knowing my brother, you know, I said, you know what, I will just Google it and find my own program. And then, you know, let him continue to encourage me the way that he does. But the program is basically designed by me. And I think when I get a little bit more efficient, you know, then I will ask him, you know, for his training regimen. Cause I just think, his training regimen right now is just way beyond my capability. So, yeah.
It's pretty gonzo. I mean, he does a lot of running.
Now
when he paced you, did he tell a lot of really bad jokes?
He actually did, yes.
Oh my gosh.
He did. And you know, it got me laughing, you know, because it was you know I'm in so much like pain, like running, and I'm like, you know, like I just want to listen to anything he says, right? So I would rather listen to his jokes while he's pacing me than him being a sergeant to me.
Yeah. You know, yeah, so. I think so. Yeah. Yeah. It's like, okay, that's better than you yelling at me. I don't think I don't like people yelling at me. So, yeah. So what do you like the most about running?
What I like about running is when I'm running, my mind is free of everything that I'm thinking about that harms me or makes me frustrated. You know, things like, you know, if I'm trying to figure out something at work that is just really frustrating, you know, I just get out there and do some running, you know, and it just releases my mind of things. You know, the fresh air, the sun, you know, even rain, you know, it's just very relaxing and it just releases all the tension I have.
Yeah.
And that's what I like about running.
It does. Yeah. What's the hardest part?
The hardest part is starting out.
That's true.
The very beginning, you know, like, oh, do I really want to do this? No, I don't. Yes, you do. Let's do it, you know. And then, you know, maybe about 3 or 5 minutes into it, I'm like, this is good. This is good. I find my own pace and just start running, you know. But the hardest part for me is always the beginning.
Yeah, that is difficult, especially if it's like a cold morning or, mm-hmm. or you're tired and you have to do it after work. And it's like, oh my God, I don't want to do this. I don't want to do this.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Do you listen to music or anything when you're running?
No, I don't. Mm-hmm. It's because it takes away from my enjoying nature.
Nice.
You
nice.
Know, so yeah. I like this weekend I did Brazen Racing nitro sweet. Trails. Yeah.
Nice.
And it was beautiful. And mm-hmm. I'm glad I didn't bring music or anything because yeah. I was just, you know, doing it and just looking at the water as I was doing it. And then the animals that came out, all the bugs that I don't like, but it was nice seeing them anyways, you know, so I think wearing, you know, listening to music distracts me from, you know, the nature, you know,
yeah.
the trails and things like that. So, yes.
I think so on the trails. I love listening to the birds or even the wind rustle in the trees and, mm-hmm. and you just hear every, and I like on trails, I live in the city, so I have to do a lot of city running. So then I listen to music, but when I'm on trails, I love the sound of my foot hitting the dirt. I love that sound.
Mm-hmm.
Such a neat sound.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
So where's your favorite place to run?
Oh, my favorite place to run. Well, see, I live in Central California.
Okay.
In a small city called mm-hmm. Manteca.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Farmland. So to me, out here, there's not really a favorite place for me to run.
Mm-hmm.
But if I have to drive my car somewhere, you know, I mm-hmm. would actually like to run on a trail called Iron Horse Trail, which is in San Ramon.
Oh, right.
Yeah. It's a very long trail and it crosses a lot of, you know, cities.
Mm-hmm.
And San Ramon in that area is just so beautiful that, you know, I love that Iron Horse Trail. Great trail to run in, you know, for me. Mm-hmm. So
where you live is kind of nice because it is, I mean, not to make a pun, but it is centrally located. You're not that far from the foothills. There's a lot of places mm-hmm. to run there. And then you've got Mount Diablo is not that far away and Iron Horse Trail.
Right.
So in the whole area, you're pretty close to a lot of areas. Not a really neat places to run.
Right. Right. Absolutely. Yes. Yes.
Yeah. It's pretty, especially this time of year before it gets too hot. I mean, summertime, is mm-hmm. but you know, it's nice right now. It's a really nice time to run where the flowers are out and it's still green out there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. The Iron Horse Trail is really nice. Doesn't that go, it kind of joins up with the trail in, like Walnut Creek and go up north. I think it mm-hmm. goes up for like 20 some odd miles. It's pretty long.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Yes, it is. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. That's a neat trail. Yeah. I like that one. That's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think I've actually gone out there because I live in San Francisco and I don't own a car and I've actually taken BART and gone out there and actually run on that trail. It's kind of
Nice.
Yeah, I can get out there from here. It's kind of cool. Sometimes it's hard to get to a lot of the trails, but I can get to that one. What's been your favorite race so far?
My favorite race. Oh boy. That's a hard one. I recently did the Modesto Half Marathon. That was a really tough one. I'm not sure if I enjoyed that one. But I would do it again next year,
mm-hmm.
the half. Brazen Racing, I've never done yet recently, a half marathon.
Mm-hmm.
I've already done 10Ks and 5Ks.
Mm-hmm.
I would say the best one that I've done so far with Brazen would probably be the one that I just did, which is Nitro Trails, because the trail was just absolutely gorgeous.
Did you do the 10K or the 5K?
I'm sorry, I did the 10K.
10K, nice, nice.
Yes, yes.
Very
it was a loop kind, you know, mm-hmm. but it was a beautiful loop and I absolutely enjoyed it. Yes, I've also did Bad Bass.
Oh, yeah.
Around Lake Chabot.
Oh, yeah.
Now, Lake Chabot is beautiful, but if I do the 10K, I have that awful hill that I have to climb up, which I forgot the name of it, but that one always kills me. So, but once you get up there, it's really pretty. But my favorite, I would have to say this new one, which I've never done before until Saturday, which it's Nitro Trail.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Very nice. Very nice. Yeah. Now tell us about the Modesto Half Marathon. I know it was a tough race for you, but I bet you're very, very happy that you finished it. How did that go for you?
Okay. So the Modesto Half Marathon was extremely difficult for me, mainly because it was my first half marathon. You know, I was going back into running. I wasn't quite prepared for that half marathon. Up until then, I've only trained up to 10K. So I've only done 6.2 miles. So, you know, during the Modesto half marathon, I did fine up to 6.2 miles. It was after that I started falling apart. I was feeling pain all over, and I had a lot of muscle cramps, yeah, mm-hmm. and things. But I remember at mile 9, out in the orchard, there was a medical personnel there. I ran up to her and I said, "What can I do to alleviate all of these muscle, you know, pain that I'm having?" And she goes, "Well, you can take more goo, you know, more electrolytes, and keep on, you know, taking those. But do you want me to call somebody to pick you up?" And I just stood my ground and says, "No, I'm going to get through this." And then I ran, you know, past her, and she started smiling, but she knew that, you know, I didn't want it to give up.
Good for you.
Yeah, but, you know, it was tough for me because, you know, 9 miles, you know, at that time I was counting the miles, and that's the last thing you want to do, you know, is count the miles, you know. Mm-hmm. And it was a struggle for me, but I was so fortunate because my friend Lorna Scalero was there she was pacing me, and she just pushed me every single, you know, mile that I took, and it was just spectacular. And then I just about a half mile to the finish line, I was really struggling really bad. I was limping. And then here comes my brother Tony coming down. He saw me limping and he shouted, you know, and he goes, "Are you okay? Are you okay?" And I'm just like, "I'm cramping." And then he took out his salt tablet. He goes, "Here, take this, you know. So he passed me and he gave me his salt tablets. And then I told him, "Just go. You're almost there. Go. I'll see you at the finish line." And it was very touching for me to see my brother do that. You know, he saw me struggling and he was willing to stop just to give me, you know, some encouragement and his salt tablets. And I just told him, "No, don't. Just go. Beat your time. Go." You know, and I just felt so encouraged then. And then I was able to finish that half mile that I did to the finish line. But, you know, it was just awesome to see him do that for me.
Oh, that's terrific. Yeah. That's amazing. I've gotten cramps like that. I know exactly what you're feeling. Oh, it hurts so bad. Mm-hmm. And yeah, mm-hmm. And he's right. A lot of times it is because we may have had water, but we didn't have enough salt, electrolytes in our system. So we just cramp up really mm-hmm. bad. Yeah. Yeah. But good for you. That's just so impressive that you made it and you finished. Now you know. And now next time you can beat the time next year, you can beat the time you did this year.
No, I'm hoping to.
Yes.
I will go back and do it. And I'm hoping to.
Good.
Yes.
I love that. That's the spirit. See, that's it. That's the spirit. That's the running spirit. So what advice do you give people who are just starting out?
My advice would be to start out slowly. Don't rush into anything. The biggest mistake that I found myself doing is that I was seeing other people, you know, running really well. And I thought that I was able to do the same thing. And that's just plain foolish. You know, start out, slowly. If you haven't run for a while, start out by walking around the block and build yourself up, you know. And if you can't run, you know, yet, you know, it's okay to walk. And even when you're running, you know, and, you know, you're very tired, it's okay to slow down, you know, and know your body, listen to your body. And I think that's the most important thing.
I think that's wise words, very wise words. We all want to, I think we get, we all get, and I had to restart running again after I had a hip replacement surgery in October. So after decades of running, I had to basically, and not being able to run for a couple of years, I had to restart running February. And I think I got a little frustrated because I thought I could just, like, you know, go where I ended. Mm-hmm. Yeah, not.
Right.
So I was a little frustrated. Right. You know, I'm not a youngster. I'm 63. So it's like, No, Martha, you're going to have to go a little slower. It's going to take you a little longer now.
Right.
But
I'm so glad, though.
Yeah, I'm so glad, though.
After your surgery, congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah. Well, I tell you, if the pain I felt finishing a couple 50Ks with a bad hip, oh my God.
Oh my goodness.
But you know what? If I can do that, I can do anything. So it's like, that's okay. Mm-hmm. I can handle pain. Not a big deal. But really, seriously. I have to go slower. It's like, okay, I can do this. I'm going to do it, but I just have to remember patience, which is not my strongest. I have a lot of strong attributes. Patience is not one of them. Mm-hmm. Very impatient person. So I have to, like, slow down. You're absolutely right. Slow down. And so a lot of times now what I do is, you know, I'll run and then I'll walk. You know, I'll run for a bit and then I don't do the Galloway method. I'm not strict about it, but I'll run for, you know, 4 or 5 minutes, and I'll walk for a couple of minutes, and I'll run for a little bit, walk for a bit. You know, I do that. So that helps.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that helps. I'm not running the whole way. I'm just, especially in road races, or road running, I'll do that for a little while. And that helps a lot. Mm-hmm. to keep me going. And so I don't get so tired out so quickly. And I have to slow down my pace. You're absolutely right. It's like, slow down my pace. It's like, I'm not going to go as fast as I used to go. I'm just going to take it slower. And the speed will be there later. Just not right now.
Right.
Yeah. And you're right, though, that I think that's something that new runners make a mistake and then they get injured, is they try to run too fast.
Mm-hmm. Right. Absolutely.
So what are you, what's your next race?
My next race, I'm planning to do the Brazen Racing Dirty Dozen, the 12-hour run.
Oh, fun.
I don't know. It's my first time. But it's, again, encouraged by my brother, Tony. So I'm hoping that I would be able to do pass a half marathon, you know, by doing, you know, a certain amount of loops. But we'll see how I do. So that's the next one that I'm planning to do.
Well, here's the thing about time races are my favorite out of all races in the world. I love them because you can do your own thing. You can walk. You don't have to run. If you don't feel like running, you can walk, run a loop, walk a loop, run a loop, loop, walk a loop, sit down for a spell. You know, you can take your time. I would say not sit for a long time, because then you get kind of your muscles get a little sore and stuff if you do that. But you can uh-huh. take a break. You can walk if you don't feel like running. You can run. I mean, you can do what you want. It's not, there's no pressure. Some races I get stressed because I worry if I'm going to make the cutoffs because I'm a slow runner. It's like, oh my God, am I going to make it in time? But you don't have to worry about that in a time race. You go as long as you want to go. If you don't, you know, if you say, oh, I got my 14 miles and I got my 15 miles and I'm done, uh-huh. and there's 3 hours left and you don't feel like running, you don't have to go anymore. You don't have to go the full 12 hours. You go as long as you want.
Uh-huh.
So it's
awesome.
Yeah. It's just a fun day. And uh-huh. I don't know. I haven't done that Brazen one. I always do the one at New Year's Eve at, that Coastal Trail Runs has at,
okay.
you know, at in the Presidio up
the Headlands.
Yeah, no, in the Presidio in
Presidio, okay.
Yeah, at Chrissy Field. They have
I know that one.
Yeah, it's a 1 mile loop and I do that every year. And this year I did it. I did the 6 hour one because I didn't have clearance to run. I was walking it and I knew I couldn't walk very far because it was just like a month and a half after my surgery, actually less than that, mm-hmm. probably a month after So I only did like a 10K. I only did like 6.2 miles, but it was as far as I said, okay, that's enough because it was, you know, 6 hours. They didn't have any shorter time. So I did that and I said, okay, that's enough. And I just had a good time doing it. And that was as much time as I had. And that was it. It was fun.
Cause I was actually there with Tony and my friend rooting for our friends.
I think
I must have passed you.
Yeah. I think you were there on the 1st. I was there on the 31st. I went there the New Year's Eve.
Oh, okay.
And
New Year's Eve, okay.
Yeah. And I think you were there the day after. Yeah. Cause okay. I looked for Tony, but I didn't see him or anything. I think you were there the day after. Yeah. I was there.
Okay.
Yeah. This year I'm going to do 12 hours and cause I'm training, I'm doing a 50 miler next year. So, my first 50 miler. I've done a few 50Ks, but I've never done that far. So,
oh my goodness.
Gonna do that. Yeah. So, but, wow. Now here is something I always ask my runners. This is the last question I always ask my runners. If you could do any race, anywhere, regardless of qualification or travel or anything, what race would you love to do?
I would do, there's one in China, the Great Wall of China. I would love to do that one.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That marathon they have?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, how fun.
That would be an awesome one.
That would be really fun.
Yeah.
That would be so pretty and just amazing. That would be. Yeah.
Totally agree. Yeah.
I totally agree. Yes. Mm-hmm. I agree with you. That would be so fun. Well, you never know. You know, I get all kinds of answers whenever everyone has a different answer. So it's really cool. Yeah. It's really cool. All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me today. This has been a lot of fun.
You're so welcome, Martha.
Yes.
I had fun as well.
Yes. And I know I'm going to see you at a race very soon. And just keep up the good work and keep running. And best of luck to everything. And just thank you so much. And just have a wonderful, wonderful rest of your week.
Thank you so much, Martha. You too.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much, Diane. That was really loads of fun to talk with you. I'm very, very glad. And that was a suggestion by Tony. And I'll actually have a link for Tony's Facebook, for Endorphin Dude's Facebook page if you want to follow him. It's kind of fun. You can follow the adventures of his dog and the cat. All right. Now, I finished a really, really fun trail race this weekend. My friend Trish and I, we ran the 10K, the San Lorenzo River race in Santa Cruz, California this weekend. And Santa Cruz is a little beach community, a little south from San Francisco. And we did that on Saturday. And I have to tell you, I just had so much fun. It was just so fun getting back into running and racing. And I was a little nervous because as I've said in past shows, I'm not a real big lover of races. I get very, very nervous in them, and I get race anxiety big time. I will say, really big time. But this was great. I had a fun time. No anxiety, actually, once I got there and once we got started. And it was great. What I love about coastal trail runs, they put on the race, is that they all have all kinds of distances. They have 10K, they have the half, the marathon, the 30K, and the 50K. And ours didn't go through the river, everyone else did. This is a special race in that it goes through the San Lorenzo River a few times if you're doing a longer race, but ours did not. And that's all right. Next time, I would love to do it next year and go through it at least once. If I do the half, I think you go through it twice, so maybe I'll do that next year. But it was fun anyway. It was long enough for me because I'm not trained enough to do a longer distance, and I was way at the back of the pack anyway. I think I was the third to last, so that's fine. I did fine, and I'm happy with how I did. It was pretty fast runners, actually, really, really fast runners. It was warm out. It was a nice course. It was beautiful. Redwood trees, nice hills, open spaces, grassy hills, gorgeous. You got to see the views of Santa Cruz. It was really, really nice. A lovely, lovely race. I would, like I said, I wanted to do it again for sure. And I'll try to do it next year. Yeah, it was great. And then afterwards, since Trish drove, I treated us to lunch. And we had the best cheeseburgers. I had a bacon cheeseburger. I think she had a cheeseburger. The best cheeseburgers I've had in a long time. They were delicious. That was in Campbell. Oh, my gosh, they were good. They were so, so good. Oh, that was really, really a delicious treat. That was a very, very fun day. So, yeah, that was really great. I recommend that race. I recommend all Coastal Trail Run races. They're very, very great races, well put on. But that was a fun, fun race. I was very happy with how I did. I had a little incident on my way down the hill, and I've never had this happen before, where my right ankle started cramping, and I realized that I hadn't been drinking enough of my out of my handheld water bottle. At the aid station halfway through, I had had it filled up with electrolyte mix that they had. I've forgotten what they used, but I filled that up. So I drank some of that and it went away. But I figured it's because I'm not used to doing hill running and it was warm out, so I was probably dehydrated. And so that was kind of an interesting thing. It was like, oh, ankle's cramping up. Okay. But that went away all right. So other than that, it was really, really nice, and I loved the day. Now, I only have two races in the summer or in the next few months, and neither one of them have hills or are on trails. They're both timed races. I have a six-hour race in July with Coastal Trail Runs. That's in San Francisco. And then I have a 12-hour race outside of Sacramento in late September called, Ride to Walk. And that's going to be really fun. And then right after that, I go straight to camping. So I'm going to really, really enjoy that. And I'm going to do my training. I just started doing that. I went out for a short run, a recovery run today. I've started my training today for that. I figure what I'm going to do is probably run 2 or 3 minutes and walk 1 or 2 minutes. And just do that through the whole time, as long as I can do it for these races. I just think that's a good strategy for me, so I don't push myself too far too soon and get too tired. That way I can keep going for a longer time. But that is it for me, and I have swag. If you sign up to be a Patreon patron, you get something in return. You get a thank you gift from me. If you sign up for the $5 a month, you get one thing. If you sign up for $10 a month, you get two things. Whee! And everyone gets free episodes. If they sign up for $2, you get free episodes. And everyone who does gets free episodes that will never be aired, never be put on the podcast stations here, the regular podcast stations. They're never going to be played here. They're all only be on the Patreon channel. All right. And then if you don't want to do that and you want to just buy me a cup of coffee, you can do that at Buy Me a Coffee. And both of these links are on the website, which is MarthaRunsTheWorld.com. And if you want to email me, you can email me at MarthaRunsTheWorld@gmail.com. And until next week, let's tie up our shoelaces and go for a run.